enter the Advent season. Last week we looked at what? You remember what last week was?
Hope.
And today we're looking at his peace. The peace that the Lord gives us. And that peace, I'm going to bring the lights up, okay? That peace starts with us, with a relationship with him. And I'm proud to be able to pass out another certificate of baptism today to her sister in Christ, Stephanie Ehrenhart. Ehrenhart, congratulations, honey.
Thank you.
God bless you. May peace rest with you. And that peace is, it comes from that relationship that Christ had made possible with us, with God, to reconciling us. And that's the only way that peace comes into our life. I know Christmas Eve, Christmas time, really a quiet, somber time, can bring like a peace to the world for a while. But it's not a true everlasting peace unless Jesus is involved in that. Amen? For those who was in the military, and maybe you had a battle buddy, they called him, you know, someone that watched it out over you. You had to take turns sleeping back and forth. You could lay your head down and rest because you know your battle buddy is, that's what they called him here, my boy was in, was watching your back. You knew that they were keeping you safe. You trust in them. And that brought you a peace that you shut your eyes and rest. It's the same way, that peace we talk about today, the same peace that Christ gives us as we have entrusted our life to him. If we entrust our lives to him, there's a peace in our life that the world just does not understand.
Right.
Understand that. There should be a peace in our lives today that no matter what we encounter tomorrow, no matter what that phone call might be or the knock on the door, whatever it is, there's a peace that we have surrendered, given our fleshy desires over to the Lord. He lives in us. So I can lay my head down tonight with complete comfort. Is there issues going on in the world today? Yes, there is. But again, this world, we live here, but we're citizens of the kingdom of God. So I lay my head down. What happens when you're sleeping? What happens if war breaks out when you're sleeping? What happens if that little rocket man guy pushes that button? You know what's going to happen? I'll either wake up or I'll be in heaven. I mean, isn't that the two alternatives? Does worrying about that change anything? No. Yeah. Will the birds still be chirping before he pushed that button? Yes. Can we enjoy that? Yes. John, will the golf course still be open? You hope so? I mean, you don't go play in the golf. So hurry up, guys, in case you push the button. Let's get the ninth hole. Now you're going to play. You know what I'm saying? At peace. Can we either continue to celebrate our lives together here on this earth? Well, forever in heaven. It's a win-win. So there's nothing for us to fear. And fear will try to grasp us. But as we allow Jesus to be that center of our life, as we allow Jesus to be that guiding light, as we follow Him. Have you ever walked in darkness before? Somebody had a flashlight and you had to keep behind them? And normally what we do, on swap meetings and stuff, it would be, and we use your shoulder, just like that. And the person behind me would have their hand on my shoulder. We got one light. Five guys can go into a building with one light, but we're all following each other because we got hand on hand. Can you see that, what I'm doing right there?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with Jesus. He is the light. He came to rescue us from our sins. He's taking us back to heaven with him when the time comes. And our hands are upon him. We're following him. We'll go exactly where he went. We take our hands off of him. We're on our own, right? Can you imagine, Joe, you got the light for a second, okay? My hand's on you, and Daryl's hand's on me, and then John's hand's on Daryl, blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine I'm following you, okay? And they're all on me. And I let go of your shoulder. Oh, I go this way. Now, Joe, you're still going straight, okay? But what's happening right now? Where's Daryl gone? John, where you going? You're following me. You have no idea because, hey, it's dark anyway. I'm just following these people. I can lead you anywhere I want to go. And the sad part of it is, the time you find out it's the wrong place, it's too late. It's the same way with us with the Master. Following Him, following His Word, being obedient to His Word. Trusting in Him. And He said, go this way, we'll go that way, just trust in Him. Oh, it's scary. Yes, it is. But what happens? What do you mean what happens? Who's responsible for you as a born-again Christian other than your own free will? Jesus is. As we follow Him. Not follow me. Right, Bob? Follow Jesus. Now, we can all follow help one another, mm-hmm. but Christ has to be the one that we follow. His Word. And if you ever get around somebody giving me directions for the Lord, and it's contrary to His Word, they don't know where they're going. So don't listen. Amen? How would you know the difference?
Hearing
the Word of God. Yes, amen. Amen. Praise God. But His peace. So today, I've asked Daryl, in fact, Daryl volunteered to read to us a portion about peace. So we do want to bring the paper up today. And if you want to read, then light the candle. And again, this is called an Advent wreath for somebody not familiar with it. We do it at home, and it just helps us set a time aside to focus on the Lord in our homes a little bit more. We light a candle that represents different parts of the attributes of Christ. We got hope, we got love, we got joy, we got peace. And we do that at our homes one candle a week. So this here is looking at the peace that He brings us.
The second candle of the Advent is the candle of peace. It is sometimes called the Bethlehem candle to remind us of the place in which preparations were made to receive the candle. To receive the cradle, the Christ child. Peace is a gift that we must be prepared for. God gives us the gift of peace when we turn to Him in faith. The prophet Isaiah calls Christ the Prince of Peace through John the Baptist and all the other prophets. God asks us to prepare our hearts so that He may come in. Our hope is in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Our peace is found in Him. We light this candle today to remind us that He brings peace to all who trust in Him.
In John 14:27, the Master talks about His peace. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." So His peace He gives us is nothing like the world's peace. Because the world will give you peace as long as you meet their requirements every day. You know? You ever have a noisy neighbor move in? Trying to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning? How do you find peace? Call the sheriff's office. You know what I'm saying? And you have a little bit of peace that night, maybe. But the next night, the same thing. Or worse. Yes, yeah, so they find out you called, it'd be worse, okay? But Jesus, the peace that He gives us, the world can't understand it. Because the peace He gives us is taking away the payment of our sins. Taking away the weight that sin has in our life. He brings us a peace that we are reconciled with God Almighty. And that's hard for people to understand. I think you understand that more once you get born again. That we are born in sin, born with a sin nature. And we are separated from God. No communication with them. And to know that through Christ, that communication has been rebuilt. Knowing that through Jesus, we can talk to our Heavenly Father again. We can pour our hearts out to Him. Wow. Who's more powerful than God? There's nothing more powerful than God. And as a born-again Christian, you have communication with God. You can pour your heart out to Him. He tells us many things. You have not because you've asked not. You know, would two or three of you get together, man, I'll be there. Come together and pray. We'll get a solution to this situation. Wow. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to pray. Because God's already there. His Word is already speaking to me. And recently, Kenny had to go to the Cleveland Clinic, and I've been to the Cleveland Clinic quite a few times. And that's not my favorite place to drive is in Cleveland. You know, I just, it never has been. And I know a few times I had to think about going, I got a piece because my son volunteered to drive us. You know, I could crawl in the back seat, put my head down, and he could take me back up to the doctor's. A piece, knowing that he was going to be in control. I have peace knowing that my son's got a driver's license. I got a peace knowing that my son's a good driver. Okay? Brought a piece of me that I could lay in the back seat, had to look out the window. I'd have to be a backseat driver. I just lay my head down and wake me up when we get there. Okay? Driving to Cleveland. You ever see how some people drive in Cleveland? You know, I have. I've seen Kenny driving out of a couple of times, you know? You know, and look at all the, you hear about a lot of crime and stuff up in Cleveland. But I could lay my head down and rest because I knew who was in control of my transportation. And folks, how about the transportation of our lives today with Jesus? Man, you have that peace. That peace is overwhelms you. No matter what you're facing through tomorrow or even today. A peace in that God is watching over you. Knowing that He's going to take care of us. Going to go through some stuff? Oh, we go through stuff. Did I drive through some, or did I go through some stuff going to Cleveland Hospital? Yes. I had no idea what it was. He protected me from all of it. You know, being scared to get there didn't change nothing, did it, Carol? And He still got me there and brought me back. And that's the way in our life today. Yeah, we'll go through some scary stuff. Some stuff we'll never see. We never know exactly what God brought us through. But having that peace, trusting that He will bring us through. And Romans 5:1, that part of that peace comes to us when He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, when I try to wrap my mind around that. That I have peace with God. That I'm no longer in conflict. He no longer sees me as His enemy. And Jesus will be either for me or against me. There's no neutral in that. You know, people say, well, do what you want to. I don't really have an opinion on Jesus. Well, that's already an opinion. Okay? And Jesus says, if you're not for me, then you're against me. Well, they can do what they want to do, you know. Well, that doesn't do us any good. But that doesn't do that person. He's a complete commitment to Him. Or we're living in the world. But to be justified by faith, believing Him, how does this work? How does the blood of Jesus take away your sins? How does that name Jesus Christ spoken? How does it cast down demons? How does it break the strongholds around us? How does the spiritual realm work? Totally. We don't know for sure, do we? I mean, we know bits and pieces of it, and we learn more and more. But we have faith. Faith is doing it without seeing it. No, well, look at this. Yeah, I know, but I got faith in the Word of God. Yes, but if you don't do it this way, if you don't compromise, if you don't cheat, steal, or lie, you're not going to get it anywhere. You know, if you just lie a little bit, you know, and there's people with good intentions try to get you to lie. You know, I've spoken with people here before, helping fill applications and stuff, and they take it and they come back. They say, "Well, I need to change it. If I just change this here, one thing we had to do with money. If I made a little bit less money, I'd be available for their program. I said, well, I guess you're not available. You know? And the person that was talking to you said, well, just take it back, change it, and then come back and we can help you. I said, well, that's lying. As a Christian, we have faith. You know, we don't want to lie because you lie to get it, then you're going to steal whatever they give you. You know, even though it seems like it's so good, if the person would have went through with it, they'd have been miserable. Because God loves us so much to make us miserable, to recognize our sin, to get out of it. You know, and that's the things that you go through in life that people around you won't understand. Yeah, people try to convince you, okay, you're going to file your taxes, okay? Claim your dog and your two cats. Give them different names, you know? Mark them down. You might get away with it, but it's not being honest, is it? Can you imagine, as a Christian, you mark down George the cat, Pam the dog. My dog was Pam, she's gone on to heaven. Come in. Mark it all down. I get tax deductible for it. Oh, man. I got back $600 more, Daryl. I get a phone call. IRS. My dear Uncle Sam wants to see me. So I go in for an audit, bring all my stuff in. Kind of nervous. But through the process, who is Pam? Well, it's my best friend. That's a member of my household. I do all the dancing around. I do everything before I got to tell them it's my dog. Okay? And folks, I really believe the way the world is going, before long, you can deduct your dog probably. I mean, I don't know. But through the process of going through this audit, okay, this, okay. Now, what's this? Let's just say, what's this $5,000 deduction for charitable stuff? Oh, I'm a Christian. That's the money I gave to my church. Did I just take away my testimony as a Christian? Was my testimony worth $600? A tainted testimony worth $600 in my pocket more? No. Well, I had to swallow hard on that one. Amen. So even though the world might try to convince us, give us every, what'd you say, Tim? Threw that one in a bucket, yeah. So even though the world won't understand, and they try to convince you into lying, cheating, and stealing in a good way, as they say it, man, it's God that we trust in. They call it a white lie, but see, the minute we do that, man, we just turn our backs on the Lord. And we lose that peace. And there's a peace that comes over us when we do the right thing. We follow His word, even though it cost us. Even though we lose something. Because He gave it all for us. But there's nothing you ever give up for the Lord that He doesn't bring back to you. Understand that. He finds ways of blessing you. He's already got tomorrow planned for you the next day. Amen? So if he already got that plan for you, if He already says, man, seek ye first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, He says, and I'll meet all your needs. I'll guarantee you He wasn't meeting the needs to lie to the IRS. Amen? He wouldn't say, well, I'll meet your needs there, Gail. If you just lie to the IRS and cheat here, we'll meet your needs. Amen? And but so we have to... No, Gail's not under an investigation. But we have to understand that, whatever it might be. And I think it can go down to anything. You go shopping tomorrow and you pull in and park in a handicapped parking spot and you're not handicapped. You know, that's taken away. Especially all these cameras anymore out there, you know? Or you want to cover your license plate and put a ski mask on when you're parked there. But things like that, it takes away from the peace that God gives us. Have you ever parked in a fire zone? I'm going to run in real quick. And while you're in there, you have this uneasiness. Man, what happens if the fire marshal comes through here or the police comes through? I get a $150 ticket, you know? Wouldn't it be much simpler if you just took another 10 seconds, parked in the right parking spot, and walked in? You could spend more time and shop more, couldn't you? Okay. Just doing the right thing, it brings that peace over us. John 10:10, I shared this earlier. Jesus, again, he wants to remind us. He tells us that the thief, which he's talking about is Satan here, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And I just shared earlier, just a minute ago, my little parable there about the IRS. Man, it did. It killed my testimony. It stole my joy. And it destroyed my credibility. You know how many more times I'd be audited? Yeah. I wouldn't be able to claim my wife. I mean, yeah. But recognize the things of this world. And we've all been wrapped up in something in the world. Have we not? We all had things in the world we thought, man, this would be great. I'm going to do this. And it wasn't great. And a lot of times you get wrapped up in the world, it's hard to get back out of it, isn't it? It's hard to get shook free from the things of the world. But we look back now at the things we used to do, and it did come to kill, steal, and destroy my life. And praise God for the blood of Jesus that rescued me. Because Christ says, in that, continuing that verse, John 10:10, but I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. Life, but more abundantly. Not just life itself, but more abundantly. And I hear the word abundantly, I'm thinking about bubbling over, over joy, bubbling with joy and peace. More than enough, these things, yes. Jesus tells us in John 16:33. John 16:33 says, these things, his word, he said, I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but take courage, I've overcome the world. So he said, man, in the world, you got trouble, chaos going on, but I've spoken to you, I give you my word here to reflect on, to follow, that way you may have a peace, because I've overcome the world. And we do the same thing through his word. We overcome the world. We overcome the heartaches of the world because we are not part. This is not our home. Our home is in heaven. In 1 Peter 5:6, the master was quoted through Peter. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Humble yourself. You think, well, how can I humble myself? How do you do that? And that's being obedient to the word of God. Because his word humbles a person, because he was humble. Hearing the word of God does so much in your life. Now, I know of a story about an elephant. An elephant weighed, how many pounds it weighed? About a ton. He's got 40,000 different little muscles in his body. But the elephant can be trained to be so gentle to pick his leg up and rest on top of an egg without smashing it. Now, look at the strength the elephant has, all the muscles. But he can restrain himself from crushing it by listening to the trainer. And we're the same way here. We listen, if I can say our trainer, the Holy Spirit that God's given us, that we may humble ourselves, knowing as we follow him, he's going to raise you back up again. You might be down right now, but you stay focused on him. He'll continue to raise you back up, and from your voice, you'll have a testimony. Amen? Amen. In Romans 8:31, he says, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can take your peace away? If God has a number of hairs in your head, memorize. If God knows your name, if God has a plan and purpose before you was even born, who should you be a fear of? What should scare you? Nothing. You got that peace. Because he tells Isaiah, he says, no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Now listen, he didn't say, no weapon will ever be formed against you. Okay? He's saying that, yeah, the enemy has got tricks, he's got plans, he's got weapons, but they're never going to prosper. As we say with Jesus, they're not going to prosper. They're not going to take us out. And we stay close with them. Yeah, we'll have weapons. And all that weapon that your faith is trying to have fear come over you. Fear, temptation. But I'm telling you what, no weapon formed against you will ever prosper, because greater He is in you than he that's in the world. Inside of you, this temple that you are, this flesh and blood and bones. That's 1 John 4:4. Is greater He that's in us than He that's in the world. In Matthew 28:20, He says, I'm with you always. I am with you always. Doesn't matter where you're at. Our brothers and sisters right now are in prison around the world. God's with them. But why didn't He get them out? Well, God is fighting some type of war over there. The spiritual war is going inside the prison walls. He puts the soldiers in there.
I heard Friday there's a billion.
Yeah. There you go.
On Friday, I heard that there's over 1 billion persecuted Christians around the world.
1 billion persecuted Christians. Wow. In Matthew 18:20, He says, where two or three gather in my name, there I will be also. There I will be also. Where two or three gather in my name. Wow. His Spirit and us come together. His wisdom is given to us. His strength. His healing. All that. It brings a peace into our life. Anybody have peace today? Anybody got any trials today? Amen. You got things you're fighting today. Amen. But you're fighting it. You know? And what a strength that we have here in the name of Jesus. What a strength. There is no weapon formed against us that can ever prosper as we allow Jesus Christ to be our Savior and our Lord. Man. No. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. Like Carol was saying earlier, because there ain't going to be no grave that's going to hold our bodies down. Understand that? Nah, no, no. Our spirit and soul will be in heaven. And the day will be coming that we'll come back. If we're not here when He comes back to start with. I think very soon that trumpet's going to sound. So, if that trumpet can sound today or tomorrow according to His Word, let us be busy with our Master's requirement, and that is to share the gospel with those around us, to encourage and pray for one another. And don't be in the molly grubs. Yeah. Refuse it. You just shake that baby off.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, shake that
dirt
off.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes it's just, oh, I feel so terrible today, I'm going to go sit around somebody else. And that's what you need to do. You ever get in a mood that, man, I'm not going anywhere today, I don't feel like being around anybody? That's probably the day you need to be around somebody. And that's when you need to be around. You know, let someone lift you up, or maybe you can lift somebody else up, you know, to encourage one another. We're in this thing together, amen? Yeah, yeah. Amen. But the Lord's peace is what He wants to share with us. Any questions about the peace of the Lord, anything I said today?